Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Remadeness. We're taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I ran across the man for the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
Michael Taylor. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
And tell them a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
From Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Born in just outside of Chicago, though.
Oh, so we call you Chicago boy, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I used to coach college ball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues, MT in the big leagues. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been a dream come true, you know, to be able to play the game that I grew up playing at the highest level and, you know, get to play with and against a lot of guys that I grew up watching. It's been great.
So a lot of guys think you get drafted, you're in the big leagues tomorrow. I mean, you know, I'm sure it didn't happen like that.
No, definitely not. Got drafted, started in rookie ball, and then spent 5 seasons in the minor leagues before getting called up.
Uh-huh. And, you know, who were some of the mentors for you along the way?
I had a lot of great coaches, you know, before baseball or before pro ball and then in pro ball. Tony Tarasco was a big part of my growth, and Bobby Henley, both guys that I had with the Nationals.
So what did you do to get this? All of being drafted is all about getting the scouts' attention. What did you do to get the scouts' attention?
Just play hard, I guess. That's really my only focus at that age. You know, you feel like you're going out there trying to impress people. You're not playing the game the right way.
So you was the man, in other words.
Not the man, but you just play the game and you get noticed. Playing the game hard, you know, playing the game the right way, I think.
So what's the keys to you being around long? I mean, the longevity in this league, the average life of major league players, 1 to 2 years.
For me, I just focus on hard work every year, trying to get better, knowing the things that you need to improve on and spending time doing that, you know, not just working on the things that you are comfortable doing and, you know, are easy for you, trying to pick apart your game and seeing where you need to improve year in and year out.
And I know you got to get ready for me, so I don't hold you. So I'm going to give you this last question. When you got that call, you was going to the big leagues, walked in the locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
I was exciting. I made my debut in New York against the Mets at Citi Field. So, you know, just being in that atmosphere, going from AAA to the big leagues, it's a huge jump. You got 3 to 4, you know, sections. It seems like the stadiums just keep going and people everywhere. So a lot of energy, and you know, being young and first time in the big leagues, it's eye-opening.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Well, you didn't cry a little bit?
No.
What about your parents?
They
cry.
I don't think
cried.
They cried. I don't think so. No, not crying. They're very excited though.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Michael Taylor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.